talking about
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, today. Hello, everyone, today. We're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We have Joyce Smith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, today. She is Arthur. We are not our secret. Welcome to the show today, Joyce. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Larry. I appreciate it so much.
That's fine. That's fine. No problem. Just making sure everything is okay with my connections and everything, and we'll get right on started right away. Now, I understand that you go by the name of JJ. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Joyce.
I said, oh, yeah, I said, that's correct. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, now, you attended, tell us about you attended Marquette University in Milwaukee, and also tell us about your, schooling at Georgia State University in Georgia.
Yes.
Tell us about your, All right.
Thank you for that. I attended Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was there in the late 80s in Marquette. I had family that lived there, and I worked for an electric company there and decided to go to school after I had graduated from high school for some time. And it was very cold in Milwaukee, so I decided I wanted to continue my education where it was a little warmer, better weather, and I ended up in Georgia State for the Bulldogs in Atlanta, Georgia. I followed my brother there, and it was majoring in business administration is what I was going to school for.
Business administration.
Yes.
All right. Okay, everyone. Okay, now, Joyce, she is the author of We Are Not Our Secrets, and she also says it's autobiography. Joyce, can you tell us what motivated you to write We Are Not Our Secrets?
You know, Larry, I grew up in a troubled environment. My father was domestically abusive. And this isn't something that is abnormal. I found that as I grew up and went on in my life that many others had experienced troubled households. But I tried to make sense of what happened in my household, and that's what made me start to write. So I would start to write down stories or try to figure out some of the things that were going on around me. And as I started to write, I decided I wanted to advocate for children because I needed someone to advocate for me. Because as children, you know, we can't articulate what we feel sometimes. Sometimes we're quieted and told to, when I was growing up, we were told children are to be seen and not heard. Children are to be seen and not heard. So we weren't given voices.
Right.
There you go. Seen and not heard. We were not given voices. So I tried to make sense of what happened in my childhood. It was my dad who was something else. And so I decided he needed a whole book for himself, Larry.
Yeah, we can relate to that. I most certainly can relate to that myself, you know. Okay, so.
Yeah,
I can relate to that. I grew up in somewhat of a, even at the age of 3, I can remember some things myself, you know. But we'll move right along. Now. It says right here in your bio that you you were singer, songwriter on your debut album. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. I actually told you I was going to school in Atlanta. While I was in Atlanta, I obtained a job for the summer to make some summer money while I was in college, and it ended up being in a dealership, car dealership, and I ended up making so much money. 1 month in the 80s, 1988, I made like $12,000 in 1 month at the car dealership.
Wow.
I was with. Exactly. So I decided that's why I didn't finish my degree. I thought I saw people who were coming in. I was getting their applications, and I'm thinking, man, doctors and entrepreneurs, I'm making around salaries they're making, right? That's what I was thinking. I thought,
yeah,
I probably need to pursue this. So the company,
yeah,
that I was working with, right, I was,
mm-hmm,
so outstanding as a salesperson, they recruited me to go to California with them, and I ended up in California for 30 years. They wanted me to go open a dealership up in Florida, but I didn't want to do that. I stayed in California, and that's how I ended up there. But as in California, while I was there, I was around a lot of entertainers and around show business. That's, you know, California is the entertainment capital at the time, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting with other people who wrote songs, and I started developing that art as a hobby, and then it ended up being professional. I started getting paid to work in the studio, did a lot of studio work, and that's how I ended up doing that. And then I thought, well, my family doesn't even know what I'm doing, so I ended up writing some songs and doing a CD for my family, and I executive produced that and did a little debut album for the family and friends, and that's how that came about.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's how that came about. Okay. All right, now we are not our secrets. We're not our secrets. They can get the they can publish that paperback, Kindle download at Amazon, right?
Yes, they can get that right now if they were to go to Amazon and put in "We Are Not Our Secrets." And my name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Smith. And it will pull right up for them, and they can choose what type of a book they want. There's e-book on Kindle, because they all pull up together. Kindle pulls up, and they can choose e-book, or they can choose paperback or hardcover. So they can choose paperback or hardcover. And it's available anywhere books are sold, because I'm also on Ingram Sparks, which carries in Barnes & Nobles internationally, globally. Amazon is also global. And I'm on the global and international circuits. And everywhere books are sold, it should be available. Now, if they have problems, because a couple of people I know said the leak was broken, so I'm going to give my email address. It's wanos23@yahoo.com, and they can feel free to email me, and I'll be happy to help anybody that's having any issues and make sure that they can get a copy of the book. I'd be happy to help.
Okay. Okay, now I understand that you also you have a website, too. How can they find you at that website?
The website is https://, and it's wanos23/Wix, W-I-X, S, like Sam, I-T-E, Wixsite.com. /. Now, my social media and my company is JJ Concepts, Inc. So that's JJ Concepts, C-O-N-C-E-P-T-S-I-N-C. So they can find me on the website. It's Wix. If they're familiar with Wix, W-I-X site.com,
and then put in my JJ Concepts INC, we'll pull that up. That's a little more complicated. So I think the best thing to do is to get me on my email address, WANOS23@yahoo.com, and then I can send them the link to the website. I think that probably may be a little bit easier, but it's WANOS23@yahoo.com. And WANOS stands for We Are Not Our Secrets. I think they can remember that. And 23 is the greatest basketball player of all time. I know I'm getting some flack for that, but.
Yeah,
but so
yeah. Yeah.
WANOS, We Are Not Our Secrets, 23@yahoo.com.
Okay. That's our email address. That's email address, everyone. We are not
yes.
our secrets. We are not our secrets. And that's at 23@yahoo.com. Am I right?
Absolutely. WANOS23@yahoo.com. You're absolutely right. I appreciate you so much
okay,
for getting
now,
this straight.
Yeah, okay. No, no problem, no problem. Now, we move right along, and I know that, and looking at your bio tells me that you work very close with kids and youth. And you say is that, if I'm correct, emotional cleansing is necessary in the process journey towards healing. Tell us about this.
I'm glad you asked me that. Because of growing up in a troubled environment, more so than many, because I actually experienced trauma. My father pulled a shotgun on me in the seventh grade. I was 11 years old, and he pumped it
wow.
in my face like I'm in a war zone, right? But
mm-hmm.
I never talked about it, Larry. This is the thing. I
yeah.
never talked about it, right?
Right.
So I have a podcast also under the same name, We Are Not Our Secrets, just so you know also. And it talks about this also. But so the shotgun was pumped in my face in the seventh grade at 11 years old. I'm helping my mom, right? So I'm telling
right.
her to run, and I'm riding the back of the barrel of the shotgun, and he slings me up against the wall, and then he pumps the gun. Now, he served in the World War II. So he had PTSD episodes, and that's what was going on, right?
Yeah.
But when you're a child, you don't think that deeply. You just are traumatized, right? But
right.
I never talked about it. I never told anybody. This is the thing that children of all ages, we don't know how to express what's going on. And you think of it as a normalization, but guess what? That trauma never leaves your body. I have on
right.
my podcast, it's correct. I think it's a little delay in this. But I have on my podcast Ellen S. Wright. She's a licensed marriage family counselor. And she said trauma lives in the body and the mind, and the body is actually part of the mind. So even if your mind doesn't process things that are happening to you, even if you block it away and put it back on the shelf, right,
mm-hmm.
it's still there in your body. So when I say emotional cleansing, this is what's necessary to remove it from your body. And how you receive this emotional cleansing can be several different ways. Some people can get it through church, right? Through taking
right.
it all out and putting it to the Lord, right? And give themselves.
Right.
And we've seen healing like that. But there are oftentimes when it's very violent, it remains in your body and you don't even know. You start operating on autopilot. And let me give you an idea of what I mean.
Okay.
You may go to church. You may go to church and everything's going fine, but if you come back home and you're hollering and screaming at your husband, wife, and kids, and you get really, really mad easily at home, then probably that trauma still resides in you. You see what I mean?
Right. Right. So, yeah. So that trauma.
So, you see what I mean? So
is
you
still
can,
there.
You can, you, there you go. So the trauma is still there. And that's how it shows up until you cleanse yourself of it, and then you can start to relax, because many of us who go through trauma, we suffer with ADHD, with attention deficit. We get angrily. We get angered easily. We can't concentrate and focus. We may sometimes be abusive to others around us. There may be domestic violence in the house. There may be things that we carry that our parents did to us without even knowing. Following
right.
cycles. What is it? Generational cycle abuses, right? So
right.
I'm thinking that all of this is part of generational cultural abuses. And we're just following the patterns that were set before us. So we need to emotionally cleanse ourselves of all of this. And last thing. So, and the reason why I say emotionally cleanse, Larry, I had 10 years of therapy. And until I wrote my book, that's when I received true healing. I cleansed myself of all of that when I wrote it all out and made sense of it, because I thought to myself, my father didn't want to be that way. Nobody grows up wanting to say, I'm going to be an abuser.
Right.
You know,
that's
he
true.
Wanted the best for
that's
us.
True.
Yeah, we want the best for each other, especially within families. And that's what I'm
right.
talking about. I think that we can have a healing among our families.
Yeah, I understand. I understand just what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. No one really grows up that way. And we understand. I understand about you saying that you have to have emotional cleanser, because, like you said, that hurt stays with you, and it stays there. You know, saying exactly what you're saying now. And since you dealt with kids, my next one should be very easy for you, because I've dealt with kids. I speak for kids. So this next one should be very easy for you, Joyce. Now, if you saw a kid and he was traveling down the wrong way, as kids normally do, just seen a good kid, very good kid, but just can't not seem to get it right and was traveling down the wrong road, what advice would you give that child to straighten up his life and go down the right pathway?
You know, that's a complex question, but it can be one that would require just some communication with them, because if he's going down a wrong path, Larry, oftentimes there's things in his life that may not be quite right. His home life could be something that's disturbing him, or maybe somebody hurt him. We need to find out what that is, and then once he can get to the root of his troubledness, right, once he can get to the root cause of why he's going down the wrong path, then we can get him back on the right path by giving him different things to do to bring him back on the right path. Sometimes meditation is good, prayer, singing, humming, therapy, counseling. Also, they may need a job. There's a lot of young men out there frustrated that they don't have jobs. Maybe he needs a
right.
career path. You see, maybe he needs to be set on a career path, help to see what his interests are and lead him down to things that will interest him. And if he's having bad grades, maybe he needs a tutor. Or, like I said, if it's family environment, family life, maybe try to get him out of a bad environment. It's complex, but it can be done with proper communication, and that's what we lack a lot of, too, I think, in society, is by not asking children what's going on with them and in their lives and with the parents, because, like I said, we're on autopilot. We're following what our parents did, and their parents followed what their parents did, and their parents followed what their parents did. So we have these generational cycles. So we just need to communicate effectively with one another. And the anger that I see in dialogue and communication, we have differences of opinion. We need to just let the differences go and try to communicate and find out what the root causes are, and don't focus
right.
too much on our differences, you know?
Right. Diagnose it. Diagnose the
yes.
problem.
Yes. Yes.
And then we can see what's like you said, what is affecting the child? What is causing the child to behave the way that it is? What is the immediate problem?
Absolutely.
And then, like you said, then we can further assist this child that's his head the wrong way.
Absolutely.
Like you say, it could be in a bad environment. Could not have a job. Could want a job that he does not have. Right.
Absolutely.
And I think you did a good job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Joyce.
And I have one more thing. And we have to have the difficult conversations. And be mindful in our households about the difficult conversations. And there's a statistic that I'll put out there. It says every 9 minutes, a child is sexually assaulted every 9 minutes by someone they know. 93% of the time it's by someone they know. It's only 7% of the time it's a stranger. So we need to have these dialogues and conversations so that we can stop the silence surrounding what's going on within families. And because nobody, like I said, nobody wants to be in this path. I think that we're following patterns of behaviors, learned behaviors. It's all learned behaviors. Watching, observing, and doing what has been taught and what they've seen. But we need to communicate effectively because a lot of times, sometimes they're angry over when they are abused, you know, sexually and physically. There are some that, you know, they have all different types of issues, like I said. We need to get to the root, not be afraid to have the hard conversation.
Right. Right, that's right. That is exactly right. Now, I think you did a good job with that. Now, everyone, if you just tune in, no matter where you tune in from, you could tune in from my link, you could tune in from Blog Talk Radio, you could tune in from in the place. We have a Joyce Smith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas today on the show. She's live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Doc Radio show. She is the author. We Are Not Our Secret. That book is available on Amazon.com. You can get that book on Amazon.com, Kindle, download. She said there's a lot of places that you can get that book from. You know, We Are Not Our Secret. You know, then that says a whole lot. And I'm glad to have Joyce today on the show. And I want to ask Joyce, is there any other projects you are working on now?
Yes, I had mentioned earlier a podcast, and it's entitled We Are Not Our Secrets also. And I'm doing what I wanted that helped me. I have guests who have never talked about their childhood experiences. They're adults, right? Some of them have never told their stories before. Because oftentimes these are unreported cases. We think Child Protective Services is handling everything. But many of these cases get washed among the cracks because, like I said, the silence that's involved. And I want us not to be our secrets. That's why I entitled it that. Because for those who harm and for those who are victimized, we could change these cycles if we realize we are not our secrets. So I'm working on the podcast. I have it out. I have like 15 episodes. It started. It's only 6 months old, but you can find that on all platforms. It's on Amazon Music. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's on Anchor. It's on Radio Public. It's on all major platforms. You can find the podcast under the name We Are Not Our Secret, and that will give you a great idea of what the book is about, of how we can overcome and move forward from our generational cultural abuses. And I think we can heal as a nation, as a globally, really, because I've been talking, I'm on Twitter also, right? And
right.
Just so everybody knows, I go by my company name on my social media if it's not under Joy Smith, it's under JJ Concepts, INC. You'll find me on social media like that. But I end up talking with people all over the world, and they're having the same exact situations in their country. Isn't that something? So this is something that is uniform, universal, right? This is universal.
Mm-hmm. Now, one last thing I would like to tell me about. You intermediate software developer for a corporation. You probably already did told me that about it, but could you tell me about it again if you did? You were intermediate software developer.
Yes. That was for a Fortune 500 company. That was my job.
That was the job you were telling
me
about when you was at a car. That's what you were talking about earlier.
Well, it's twofold. When I went to California, I went for the car dealership. Well, the car business, real estate and housing market, you know, the market changes. And there was a collapse in the financial institution like we're having now after the pandemic. But this happened in the 90s, right, in the mid-90s.
Right.
So I got out of the car business and went back into the office. So I spent the remainder of my life for the Fortune 500 company. I was a corporate accounting manager because, remember, I had my business major, so I used my accounting to get back into the workforce because real estate was going down, and so was the housing market. Similar, you know, you go through peaks and valleys, you go through inflation. It's just a cycle of our country's financial situation. So I ended up going back into the office. And when I went to the office, I ended up going to the a real estate part of the company, and I got recruited as a corporate manager. I became a corporate manager. And then from the corporate manager, I had a lot of software concerns. So I would call our software department, and the manager of the software department told me that I would be good in computers, and I said, why would that be? And she said, you never called me on the same question, and you do things that other people are afraid to do. I'll send you a disk, and you'll go ahead and fix your own problems. And she said, I need people who understand the questions. And so I ended up working for the software company, and I kept moving up, and I ended up retiring as a developer, for a software developer, and it was I did some programming, a small amount, but it was for documents, and I would work with programmers and with the document department, and I ended up doing proprietary software. Proprietary software is software that's exclusive to a particular company for a particular set of business, type of business. Like ours was real estate. And there are a lot of other softwares for real estate, but we developed our own for the real estate. And so we would implement it for Northern and Southern California, the entire state. But there were other title companies out there, but we did it our own for them. And that's how I ended up working for the software and became a intermediate software developer.
Okay. All right. There it is, everyone. There it is. And we have, like I say, we get ready to conclude the broadcast. And I would like to thank, I'm not going to include it exactly right away, but we are going to. I would like to thank George Smith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas today, and for being a very special guest today. And if you have not got that book, we are not our secret, very interesting book. Very interesting book. Go to Amazon today. And again, we are not our secret, George Smith. And go get it today. And glad to have George on the Arthur Larry Tune Dr. Radio Show today. Very thrilled to have her on. And very interesting guest to have on today. And George, like I say, I am about to conclude the broadcast. But now before I go back to you, and anything else that you would like to tell the people, you can do so at this time, Josh.
Yes, I just want to say, when you're down, and trouble, and you need some love and care, just call on him, and he will see you through. Yeah, you just call on him. That's all I want to say is we got to keep God in our lives.
Got to keep God in our life, and that was very good. Like my mom said, that's a very good solo. My mom, George, you can beat my mom in church singing. Well, mom had a lot of friends that she loved to sing on the church, on the phone, on the cell phone. I mean, we didn't have cell phones back then, but she was singing with her friends on the phone, and that's what you remind me of there. But everybody's good. Yeah, but you have a lovely voice, though. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. I so appreciate you having me on today. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to let me showcase my book. And I thank the audience. And if they have any questions, like I said, feel free to call me, email me on WANOS23@yahoo.com. The book is my autobiography again. And it's very interesting because my father, my brother, my family, I come from a family of 13. We were like the Wayans. So there's a lot of funny moments in the book as well as serious times. So it's going to take you on a journey, and it's drama, suspense, and very entertaining and humorous. And these are the feedback that I've been getting from it. So I hope you enjoy it. I certainly have enjoyed myself today.
Okay, I'm glad you did it. We're going to play the show. We're going to immediately play it right back on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to link in today. And if anyone did miss it, they're going to hear it. They're going to hear it in a few minutes. They're going to be able to go back. Blog Talk Radio plays the show every day, and they're going to be able to go in a few minutes and listen to it themselves on Facebook. And LinkedIn and Blog Talk Radio. But like I said, I really enjoyed you today. I really enjoyed you today. And like you say, keep God in your life. And looking forward to maybe having you again on the show.
I sure will. I'll be happy to come back and visit.
Okay, I appreciate that, everyone. Everyone, I would like you to say goodbye to, because she'll be back. Like you said, she'll be back. It's Joyce Smith from Pine Bluff,
that's right,
Arkansas, today, live on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Go ahead, Joyce.
Okay,
everyone.
Go ahead and hang up now.
Oh, no, I mean, you really don't have to hang up. I mean, is there anything else you would like to say?
I think I said everything. I'd like to hear from everyone. Like I said, WANOS23@yahoo.com. I would like to hear their stories also. Check out my podcast. If you have a story that you haven't told from your childhood, reach out to me. In the area of trying to get us to heal from our past. Experiences. They call them ACEs, adverse childhood experiences or events. So we can heal from those things. Talking about it is key. And listen to my podcast. It'll give you the courage and strength to do that and to heal. Get your emotional cleansing so that you can get true healing and start on your journey to healing.
Okay. Okay, everyone.
If you need to, yes.
Okay. Okay. Everyone, it was a joy. It was a pleasure to have Joyce Smith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on the show today. She said she would love to hear from you, and she would love to hear your story. She would love to hear your story. So email Joyce and tell her your story, you know. So, and everyone, we're running out. I mean, just conclude the broadcast. Say thank you, Joyce, very much for coming on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today. Everyone, have a good day, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right.